Task 3. You are talking with Jason about your demonstration for the hobby day. Listen to the conversation and number the steps of the demonstration in the correct order.
So, Winnie, are you ready for your demonstration for the hobby day?
I'm practicing a bit now.
Well, you can practice with me. Maybe that will help.
All right, let me try. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to demonstrate how to make a ceramic apple. The first thing to do is to take the clay. I've got about a pound of clay here. Take the clay and put it on the wheel and start the wheel. Once the wheel is going, get your hands wet, center the clay and begin to open it up. To open it up means to make it hollow inside. And I like to use my thumbs like this to open it up. It looks like a small bowl now. After that, we pull it up until the walls are as thick as we like. For the first pull, I use these two fingers and my thumbs for lifting and squeezing, like this. Now we have a tall, hollow cylinder. At this point, we begin to shape the cylinder so it starts to look like the shape of an apple. Once we have the shape of an apple, we then narrow the top and pinch it off. Now the apple is sealed or closed. There will be a bit of a point at the top, so we pinch it a bit more to make the stem. Now the apple is just about ready. To give it a rounder shape, we take a pottery knife and trim the bottom. There, just like that. And now we have an apple. Put it in the kiln, a kind of oven used to make pottery. Now we have a dry apple. Before we paint it, we need to rub the surface of the apple to make it smooth. Finally, paint the apple the way you like it. You may use the paint here. Thank you for your time. So, what do you think, Jason?
That's very good, Winnie. I'm impressed. And I'm sure our schoolmates will like your demonstration.